Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we are doing a deep dive into one of the most critical players in the entire semiconductor ecosystem. I'm talking about Applied Materials, ticker AMAT. This is the company that makes the machines that make the chips. And with the AI revolution demanding more and more advanced silicon, AMAT is right in the middle of it all. Let's break it down. Before we get into the numbers, let's set the stage. Applied Materials is a giant. We are talking about a company with a market cap of over $390 billion, trading around $492 a share. But don't let the size fool you. This stock has been on an absolute tear. Over the last year, AMAT is up nearly 200%. And over the last 5 years, we are looking at a staggering 207% gain. The semiconductor industry as a whole has been hot, but Applied Materials has outpaced the sector significantly. The question is, can it keep going? So what does Applied Materials actually do? They are the leading provider of manufacturing equipment, services, and software for the semiconductor industry. When companies like TSMC, Samsung, or Intel need to build a new fab, Applied Materials is one of the first companies they call. They provide the tools that deposit, etch, and modify materials on silicon wafers. It's a high-tech, high-barrier-to-entry business. They operate globally with major exposure to China, Taiwan, Korea, and the U.S. The CEO is Gary Dickerson, and the company employs about 36,000 people. This isn't a story about a flashy consumer product. It's a story about the backbone of the digital world. Now let's talk about how they make their money. The revenue story here is very clear. In fiscal year 2025, Applied Materials generated over $28 billion in revenue. The core of the business is the semiconductor systems segment, which brought in nearly $21 billion. That's where the big money is. Then you have Applied Global Services, which is their recurring services and parts business, contributing about $6.4 billion. This is a great, sticky revenue stream. Geographically, it is very diversified. China is the largest single country at $8.5 billion, but Taiwan, Korea, and the U.S. are also massive. This diversification is a key strength. Let's move to the earnings picture, and frankly, it's impressive. Over the last 5 years, revenue has grown from $17.2 billion in 2020 to over $28 billion in 2025. That's a compound annual growth rate of over 10%. But the real story is profitability. Net income has gone from $3.6 billion to nearly $7 billion. Their net profit margin is now over 29%. That is incredibly high for a hardware company. They've shown massive operating leverage. Their earnings per share diluted went from $3.92 in 2020 to $8.66 in 2025. And this isn't just a one-year wonder. The trend has been consistently upward for years. Taking a look under the hood at the balance sheet, Applied Materials is a fortress. They have over $7.2 billion in cash and equivalents and total current assets of nearly $21 billion. Their current ratio is a very healthy 2.5 and their quick ratio is 1.8. They have very manageable debt, with a debt-to-equity ratio of only 0.27. They are generating massive amounts of free cash flow. In 2025, free cash flow was nearly $5.7 billion. They are using that cash to reward shareholders through buybacks and a small but growing dividend. The dividend yield is only about 0.4%, but it shows capital return discipline. This is a high-quality balance sheet. Let's run the classic SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, record revenues, massive operating leverage, a sticky services business, and exposure to the secular AI growth trend. They are the market leader in their space. Weaknesses, the business is cyclical. While they are riding high now, a downturn in semiconductor spending would hit them hard. Also, customer concentration is a factor. Opportunities, the AI boom is driving demand for advanced logic, DRAM, and advanced packaging. Management specifically highlighted this as a multi-year growth driver. They also have opportunities in new materials and gate all-around transistor architectures. Threats, geopolitical tensions, especially around China export controls, are a real risk. Also, competition from Lam Research and Tokyo Electron is fierce. Look at the price action. The stock has been on a rocket ship. In the last 6 months alone, AMAT is up nearly 87%. The one-year return is almost 200%. That kind of momentum can't last forever, but it reflects the market's belief that the AI-driven semiconductor supercycle is just getting started. The stock has pulled back slightly from its highs, which might present an interesting entry point for some. But you have to be careful buying into a stock that has already run this far. Now, the million-dollar question. Is it still a good buy? We ran our reality check valuation model on Applied Materials. The primary engine for this analysis is a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate given the strong analyst estimates and positive growth trajectory. The DCF model is used as a supporting engine. The model confidence is high. Here's what we found. The current price is around $453. Our blended fair value estimate from MarketSnap comes in at $362. This suggests the stock is trading at a premium, implying a potential downside of about 20% from current levels. The 5-year base case KR is negative, around 4.4%. That means if you bought at today's price, the model doesn't see a positive return over the next 5 years based on current fundamentals. However, it's important to note the DCF leg of the model, which looks at future cash flows, sees a fair value of $489, which is above the current price. The discrepancy comes from the high starting valuation. What drives this valuation? First, we used a forward PE target of 30, which is above the historical average, reflecting the sustained growth and quality of the business. Second, we assumed a strong FCF conversion rate, with 80 to 85% of net income converting to free cash flow over the next 5 years. Third, we factored in aggressive share buybacks, assuming a 93% annual decline in shares outstanding. These are aggressive assumptions, and the stock is priced for perfection. So what's my take? Applied Materials is a world-class business in the center of the most important technological trend of our time. The financials are pristine, the competitive moat is wide, and the long-term demand drivers are undeniable. However, the stock price has already priced in a lot of that good news. At a PE of over 42 times trailing earnings, it is not cheap. The valuation work suggests that at current levels, the risk-reward is tilted to the downside over the next 5 years. The key upside is if AI demand accelerates even faster than expected, driving earnings well above current estimates. The key risk is a cyclical downturn or a geopolitical shock that hits the semiconductor industry. For a long-term investor, this might be a stock to build a position in on pullbacks, rather than chasing it here. If you had $10,000 to invest today, the base case suggests it could be worth about $8,000 in 5 years. That's not a great outcome. But if the AI boom continues to surprise to the upside, the outcome could be much better. What do you think about AMAT? Is the premium worth paying for this quality? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.